The 20 bills would fund a range of programs, from county conservation staff to energy assistance for low-income people. It would also add new stipulations on development, like requiring all road construction to include bike and pedestrian infrastructure. And it would develop a climate civilian corps to train workers in alternative energy industries. Carly Eaton represents the Blue-Green Alliance. That's a partnership between labor unions and environmental groups, which endorses the plan.
We can not only drive down the emissions causing climate change, but create a stronger, more just economy that works for all.
For the bills to move forward, they'll need bipartisan support. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says they don't have any Republican buy-in yet. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.